Romans chapter 13. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from Elohim, and those that exist are appointed by Elohim. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists what Elohim has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. Rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil works. Do you wish to have no fear of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from him. For he is the servant of Elohim for your good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is the servant of Elohim, an avenger to execute wrath upon him who practices evil. So it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For this reason you also pay taxes, for they are Elohim's servants, devoting themselves to this very thing. Render to all what is due them, taxes to whom taxes are due, respect to whom respect is due, fear to whom fear is due, and honor to whom honor is due. Owe no one anything, except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not give false witness, you shall not covet, and if there are any other commandments, are summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love works no evil to a neighbor. Therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. Furthermore, knowing the time, now is the moment to awake from sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us take off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly, as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in immorality and wickedness, not in strife and envy. But put on the Master Yeshua the Messiah, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts.